idebebriadas, itare de bos, ile pere de yatosa, alagabaya, itegebedes, ifedos, agada, sitida, papara, efekudi, itekebaga, litosa, in chi, sas, ne. In the name of Jesus. By the time you leave here and appear in the city, appear in the country where you came from, let it be clear to the principalities and the territorial powers that an untamable minister, untamable, an untamable pastor, an untamable evangelist, an untamable apostle, an untamable teacher, an untamable man of God, that the city can't contain, the limitations cannot contain, the restrictions can't restrict them. Such a minister just arrived. You won't be aware that there is an economic problem. You won't be aware that there in this town church does not grow. For where? You can't get a church venue because of demolition. For where? They tempt you. They tell you, sit down, you sit down, because you are too domestic. When was the last time they say, lion, sit down, you sat down? When you are wild, you threaten and cannot be threatened. You terrorize and cannot be terrorized. What? I believe God brought somebody here to de-domesticate you. De-domesticate, that is, remove the domestication. And wildify. Wildification. To just wildify. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say, we are not careful. We are not careful. We have been careful, but we are no longer careful. We remove every care. We are not careful. We are not careful anymore. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not careful with the devil. Take your seat. I was coming from London. We were running, I think, two services or three. And the three services, only one was filled. Okay. The second service was filled to the back. The first one will be filled till under the gallery. But nobody on the gallery. And the third one was halfway. So if you actually put the services together, it will be like two services. Where I announced five services. Next Sunday, we are running five services. Can I tell you something? That Sunday, every service was filled to the gallery. Ay, ay, ay. We are too domestic. We are too localized. Healing service on Tuesday morning is filled to the gallery and filled to the outside, to the overflows. That is no handbill. If we print handbills, no space in the place. Ah. When we said we are going to the stadium in 2007, some people say, where will the people come from? They were afraid for me, in case we come to an empty stadium, but I was not afraid for myself. And the people came. In their numbers, people outside were almost half of those inside. Are you following what I'm saying here today? But something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Something.
The violent taketh it by force. Something is about to, it's already happening to your mentality. How many of you feel something? Your head is already shaking. Something is already happening to your mentality.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Let me round up and then we begin to pray. Number five, I say people who are not willing, who are willing to be different, who are not afraid to be controversial. Number six, who are the kind of people that cities answer? Number six, they are people who have placed impact above comfort. I may not be comfortable, but I must be profitable to my generation. John the Baptist was not preoccupied with where to sleep, what to eat, and what to wear. Where did he sleep in the wilderness? I don't know. Maybe on top of a tree branch. Maybe on the bare ground of the wilderness. Fellowshipping with wild animals, since himself is a wild man. The lion came around him and passed. When lions see lion, won't it pass? Tiger saw him passed. Snake crawled and passed. Wild man fellowshipping with the wild. What to eat was not a preoccupation. What to drive was not a preoccupation. What has rendered the ministers of our generation useless is that what to eat has been put ahead of the impact to make. What to wear, what to drive, where to sleep. I'm a trained medical doctor. My wife is trained as a medical doctor. My father is a man of substance. My father-in-law is a professor of medicine. That is our background. By God's mercy, wasn't pitiable. But we came into this city and lived in one room in a boys' quarter. As a medical doctor, I was working somewhere. I was an official quarter. In fact, before we brought our load from just where we came from, took almost 6 months to 1 year. The load was there. We didn't know where to keep it. In fact, I don't think we ever brought the load. We just took some things. My wife was working somewhere else. She lived in that place. I mean, she was working somewhere. So we had two official residences. Right, and yet moved together and came into one room in a boys' quarter in Wuse here, and we lived inside there for 13 months. My baby was there. My sister stayed with us there. My one other young man that was like assisting us at that time all stayed in that one room. We shared toilet with about 10 people and shared kitchen with about 10 people. During our first anniversary of church, my sister here was there. My mother was there. My other sister following this one was there. All of us slept in that one room. So anywhere you see glory, find out the story. Today, people are only looking for glamour, what to catch. We had enough money to rent a house anywhere we wanted in town. But the church building was the first thing that was built. We were still in that boys' quarter where the first structure was raised here. Today, the pastor wants to find himself a house before he finds God a house. People are asking for accommodation money before they ask for church accommodation money. It's a perversion. That is why there is so much trouble in ministry. We forgot ourselves while all manner of churches were being built. Dunamis churches, several cities, you have very gigantic structures. We forgot that we didn't have our own house yet. So we lived in a rented house for 13 years. We forgot. Then suddenly we remembered. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It didn't matter to me what I wore. It didn't matter to me. And some people will look at a pastor looking so sharp like this. And I can tell you from head to toe, I didn't buy anything I'm wearing right now. Every single thing, from everything you see here, I didn't buy nothing. I don't have the time to go on shopping. You can ask my wife, she'll tell you. I don't have the time to go on shopping. Anytime she travels with me, she will be lamenting. She will wish that she went alone so that she can have the time to shop. Your priorities determine your possibilities. In life and in ministry, your priorities determine your possibilities. I went to one town yesterday, some time ago, with a nice car, Volvo car, the Volvo we came from just with, and I saw the pastor, his own car was dilapidated. I said, send somebody in 2 weeks' time to come and pick this one. And I gave him 2 weeks. So I wanted to fix it very well before I dash it to him. That is car I'm driving. Send somebody and come and pick this one. Because I saw his car was not good. So I sent that one. I went to Lagos. My friend came to pick me at the airport with a taxi. He said, why did you come to pick me with a taxi? He said, oh, we are doing building construction. I just gave out my car now. I said, send somebody next week to pick my own. Just like that. And that was the only car we had then. And we sent it there. If you can give church your car, I can give you my own. Are you following what I said? So we have a lot of people. And that is why there are false prophets and false apostles and fake teachers. Everybody struggling. Money. We invited one guest minister here some time ago. He said, so I have a preach. Can I raise offering? I said, no. We don't have any money problem. Don't raise nothing. As we have your honorarium to go with. That is putting people under pressure for nothing. We are peaceful here. There are times people remind me and say, we haven't taken offering yet. And there are times they say, please give us opportunity to sow. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You must come to a point where your impact in your generation become more important than your comfort. And the truth is, impact will attract income. You won't need to beg for money, struggle for money, or do any manner of gimmick for money. Your impact. Let me round up by saying, so don't your fellow minister buy Mercedes so and so. You yourself, okay, me too. I buy. You buy this, I buy. Who are you competing with? Who are you competing with? People who have who have placed impact above comfort. And number seven, who are the kind of people that command the attention of the city? They are people who are no longer persons. They are no longer persons. It's no longer a person. It's a voice. People who are no longer persons, but voices. John, who are you? He should have said, my name is John Zechariah. My father is a high priest. My mother's name is Elizabeth. They waited for long before they gave birth to me. And now I have been called to be the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Who are you? You would have said, my name is Paul and Nancy. Who are you? I am the voice. That is further abnormality. Say that again. I am a statement. You are a person. That is why they didn't hear you. In this age now, the people that God wants to send to take cities, take nations, take continents, they are not people. It was voice that arrived in South Africa, not a person.
voice arrived in Uganda, not a person. Voice arrived in Kenya. A voice arrived in Venezuela. Voice arrived in North America. A voice arrived in China. A voice arrived in India. Voice arrived in Lagos. Arrived in New York, Kaduna, Calabar, wherever. When you return, let it be a voice that returned. And when you are a voice, it is the land, not the people, that will hear you. If you are a person, people will hear you. If you are a voice, cities will hear you. Is there anybody confused along the line? Before I tell you the implication of a voice, every time you put a needle, okay, put a nail, 6 inches nail, beside a magnet, after a while, the nail acquires magnetic capacity. If you put that nail near a needle, it will magnetize the needle because it acquired magnetic capacity from a magnet. Every time you put a stone in the midst of green grass, after a while, the stone becomes green because it has been there for too long. Place a person in the proximity of the voice of God. He will hear his voice until he becomes a voice. He said the word of the Lord came to John. It has, and by the coming of that word, bypassing everybody, he came to a point where by proximity with his voice, he became united with his voice to the point that he was no longer a person, but what? Not a noise. Because there are noises and there are voices. Not an echo. The echo is the voice of another voice. But a voice. Oh Lord, help us today. Will you lift up your right hand and say, Lord, make me a voice. I have been a person for many years. From today, make me a voice. Take note of three things as we go, as we round up today. What does it imply to be a voice? Number one, a voice does not operate itself. When you are his voice, you don't carry out your own agenda. You don't carry out your own ambition. The voice is useless without the speaker. You are at the point in your life and ministry where you are absolutely useless without the speaker, who is God. If he said nothing, you do nothing. A voice is useless without the speaker. Secondly, a voice is never visible. You can only see it. You can only hear it. You can't see it. You come to the point in your life and ministry where you are not seen. That the only person visible is him, the speaker. When people encounter you, they experience God. There is something about you that reminds them about Jesus. When they hear you, they can hear his voice inside your voice. But most altars today are filled with people that the church members can see. The pastor dominated the altar. His glory filled the church. The pastor's glory filled the church. What they talk about is the pastor, not God. How powerful he dressed, how powerful he did this and did that. Nobody leaves the church feeling like he has come so close to heaven. Stepping into an atmosphere, you know, this is God, not man. How many of our churches in the world today
will you enter and feel God? You see, you feel everything else but God. Some Americans came here some time ago, and the man was crying and crying and crying. He said, what I feel here and see here reminds me of the revival in America in those days. He came from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He said, I also experienced it when Papa Hege was alive. He said, but you can't find it anymore. He's over 60-something years old. He called his wife and children from the church. And he told them, I want to come down with you people to see and feel what I felt. Shall we come to the point in our lives and ministries where by the time people forgot how you dressed, they still remember how they felt? By the time people forgot the eloquence of the preacher, they cannot forget the encounter they had with Jehovah. The voice is not visible. John the Baptist said that I may decrease and he may increase. The voice is not visible. Let us come to the point where he is the one that they see. He is the one they feel. He is the one they experience. That is a product of the pastor's personal surrender. The product of your depth of intimacy and worship with God. The product of your absence of ostentation, self-projection, a struggle to be something. Thirdly, a voice carries a message. When will you command the attention of the city? When you are no longer preaching a message, but you have become the message. When will you command the attention of your generation? When you are no longer preaching a message, you have become the message. The voice carries a message. When people look at you, they get instruction. You didn't say anything. Your life is instructive. When they think about you, they catch revelation. Because you have become a message. People know what to do because they see what you do. You are an effortless pace setter, effortless role model. Because you are not preaching a message. You are a message. You are a message. When people with iniquity see you, your integrity rebukes their iniquity. You didn't open your mouth to say anything. There are those who cannot come close to you because there is something about you that rebukes something in them. Your character rebukes their compromise. Your discipline rebukes their carelessness. So pastors, note that there are people that may begin to run away from you. Not that something is wrong with you. It is what is right with you that is driving them away. I used to see some pastors around that I never saw. Young men. The next thing I will hear was that they are prophesying to people and charging them money. That they will go and get a big man. Somebody will give them the big man's number. Then they will call the man and say, hello, good day, my name is Prophet so and so. I was given your number by the Holy Spirit. Then the man is surprised. Then they will tell them things that those people already told them. They go and collect money from those people. I was wondering why I didn't see them around until I heard of their operations. Say, no wonder. Light and darkness are diametrically opposed. You feel what I'm saying here today? You are a voice. When a generation of people are learning something from you, when they follow your footsteps, they know they won't enter the ditch. And let me say this as a random. If you are seated here today and there is nobody learning anything from you, it is possible that you are wasting your life. Your life
is being wasted. When nobody comes and say, teach me, I can see something about you. Beloved, it is time to say, Lord, I am tired of being a person. Make me a voice. Stand up on your feet. Yahweh, Yahweh, you are more than what people say. Yahweh, oh Lord, Yahweh, oh Lord, Yahweh, you are more than Lord, you are more than what people say. Yahweh, lift your hands, sing Yahweh,
Yahweh,
sing in Yahweh,
Yahweh,
you are more than Lord,
you are more than what people say,
Yahweh, sing in Yahweh,
Yahweh,
sing in Yahweh. You are more than Lord.
You are more than what people say. Yahweh.
Lift your voice, sing three more times.
Yahweh.
Sing in Yahweh.
Yahweh.
You are more than Lord.
You are more than what people say.
Yahweh. Yahweh.
Yahweh,
you are more than Lord,
you are more than what people say.
Yahweh, two more times.
Yahweh,
Yahweh, and you are more than Lord,
you are more than what people say.
Yahweh. And sing Yahweh.
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 You are more than what people say. Yahweh.
Sing in Yahweh.
Yahweh.
You are more than mother, Lord. For the final time, sing in Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Yahweh.
You are more than love.
You are more than what people say.
Itobela Yahasada.
Yahweh.
Sing in Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Sing in Yahweh.
Yahweh. You are more than what people say, Yahweh.
You are going to lift up your voice. First of all, thank the Lord for what you have received today. Thank Him for what you have received this afternoon. Thank Him, thank Him, honor Him, adore Him. What a word. Since morning, it has been a pour, a downpour of rain. The rain of His word. The rain of His word, downpour. Go on ahead and thank Him.
Yahweh, you are more than what people say. Yahweh, oh, Yahweh, you are more than what people say. Yahweh. Ikata kalabara da 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 Thank
you, Father.
Ida ya ya ye 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 ga ga ba ba do do do. Elidi ya ga ga ba do. La do 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 do.
In the name of Jesus. Very, very quickly, we are going to pray like 8 to 9 prayers. Very quickly. Each of them might be like 1 to 2 minutes. But every time a prayer point is raised, I like you to pray it with passion. The first prayer is, help me, Lord, to understand my identity. And for those of us who lost identity, help me, Master, to redefine. Redefine me. Help me. What is my identity in the Spirit? Since it determines the extent to which I command submission in my generation, help me with the correct identity. Open your mouth and pray. My identity in the Spirit must be clear. I refuse to operate in assumption. I refuse to operate in assumption. I shall not operate in assumption. Itale da bare de gagala barado satatalala 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 lede ha ye gagaba barada 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 lololos lololos itale gabada ye de barada yosa inamana galaya gagada galege de gabaga barado dodos ela ya babado dodos ela ya babado dodos Elaya baba dodos ina mama shedeos itale de bayada gagalalos ina nasa kalala bada 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 hana nemanos elaya baba dodos 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 In Jesus' name. Second prayer. Help me to understand, Lord, the implication of my existence. Since I am alive, what is my generation not permitted to miss? The implication of me, who I am. The implication of my existence in my generation. The implication of my existence in the city where I am. Help me, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, 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 pray.
Oh,
In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, reveal to me what heaven expects from me. Is that a good prayer? Because you may know what people expect from you. You may know what you expect from yourself. But reveal to me, Lord, what heaven expects from me. In the time in which what does heaven expect from me? What is the expectation of Jehovah, the angels? Reveal it to me, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Reveal to me, Lord, what heaven expects from me, expects of me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help me not to miss my season. Is that a good prayer? Help me to understand timing and season. Help me not to miss my season in ministry. Let me not miss my season in life. To do the right thing at the right time in ministry and life. Open your mouth, pray with desperation. Pray. In Jesus' name. Prayer number 5. Lord, undomesticate me. Turn me to a wild minister. I have been normal for long. Radicalize me. Radicalize me, Lord. Ruggedize me. Flematize me. Make me a wild pastor, a wild apostle, a wild prophet. I refuse to be domestic. I refuse to be tamed by the devil. Are you ready? Like John the Baptist was and commanded the attention of a generation. Open your mouth. In the name of now, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Ay, 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 ay.
radicalize your servant, ruggedize your servant, fireize your servant, flamatize your servant. Ile potosotopo, ile potosotopo, papa laya babarodos, ele dere babarodos sonde, ila ya babarodos. Wild, 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 wild. It's a lele bebe 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 bes. It's a lele bebe 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 bes. It's a lele bebe bebe bes. It's a lele bebe bebe bes. It's a lele bebe bebe bes. Who die bebe bro? Who die bebe bro? Who die bebe 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 dos? A lele bebe 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 bes. In the name of Jesus.
We are going to take these two together because of time. Every trace of unnecessary carefulness, die. Every trace of unnecessary caution. Instead of taking the risk and doing some dangerous things for God, that unnecessary caution, die. Unnecessary carefulness, die. And every addiction to convenience, die. Addiction to convenience. Addiction to comfort. I want to be rugged like John the Baptist. Not to care where I sleep or what I drink or drive, but just impact. Open your mouth and pray. Every trace of unnecessary carefulness, unnecessary caution, die. Oh, Solomos. Halaya Babaros. In Jesus' name. We have two more and then we are ready for the impartation. Are you ready at all? Final prayer. Lord, make me inextricable. You know what is called inextricable? Means you can't detach it. Make me inextricably connected with your voice. Like the magnet, like the nail that remains in the field of the magnet. Let me no longer struggle to hear you. Let me no longer struggle to know what you want me to do. Every spirit of spiritual deafness, come out of my life. Lord, I want to hear, to be in touch with your voice. Open your mouth and pray. Itala babayados. Itala babayada gayede gegebedodos. Ela gayada. Halalabedodos. Halalabedodos sende. Ela yede bebororodabalandilebe. Ile ya bodaya dele beyadaro. Ha ye 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 Are you ready for this one now? The anointing is going to open your ears. Some of us from today, his voice will be audible. That is, you will turn as if somebody spoke to you. Like it happened to Paul on the road to Damascus. Like it happened to Samuel, and he ran to Eli. Are you calling me? And Eli didn't hear. You will turn as if. Lord, let me hear like Samuel. Place your two hands on your two ears and begin to pray like that. Let me hear like Samuel. Let me hear like Paul the apostle. Let me hear like Jesus. Finally, from today forward, I refuse to be a person. 2 years ago, he said, you are a weapon. Today, he says, you are a voice. So when you are passing, it is voice passing. Message walking. Revelation passing. This is direction passing. So when they look, they see direction. They look, they see revelation. When they look, there is instruction. Your life is given instruction. Lord, from today, I cease to be a person. Make me your voice to my generation. Oh, Lord, open your mouth and pray. Lift up your hands now. Begin to thank him. The hour is here. Holy Ghost, fire. Fire fall on me. Holy Ghost, fire. Fire fall on me. Like that day of Pentecost. Fire, fire fall on me. Like that day of Pentecost.
Fire fall on me.
Holy Ghost fire.
Fire fall on me,
like on the day
of
Pentecost. Fire fall on me.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Fire fall.
Fire fall on me.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost
fire.
Fire fall on me.
Like on the day.
Like on the day of Pentecost.
He has given
money,
the victory
is
already again. I like you to pray from your heart, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Yes, come and do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it again.
Do it again. In my life. Breathe on me, Lord. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me.
serve you for life. Breathe on me, oh Lord, breathe on me.
I have been on my mind to serve you for life. Breathe on me. Shut up, clear the front. Back up. Shunto la ba 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 ba. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. High. Reverend Tia, come. Come with your wife. Reverend Ezekiel, come with your wife. Trinity, your wife.
Great thou art, you adore. Mighty, 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 mighty are your miracles.
Hold your hands together.
We're standing on David.
Sorry, David. And your wife. Just you and your wife. You and your wife together. Just you and your wife. Hold the hand of your wife.
Breathe on me.
Lift up your hand.
Breathe.
Ali, to come. Come with your wife. She's still around.
Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. I have made up my mind to serve you for life. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Made up my mind.
I have made up my mind to serve you for life. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me.
Lift up your hand, people, where you are. I speak to you today prophetically. Let the parataye ge babaradodos. Let the parata shatele kona de baradas. Lakopo shita. People have looked at you from very far and seen in you so much example, so much modeling, so much inspiration. And yet your faithfulness qualifies you for your next level. Next level of fire, next level of voice. Next level of impact. Silver and gold I have not, but such as I have. Elike pekoyash. Lagabayash. Elefride babayada babayagesh. Ipatosope. Elifradi giabos. Itepende. Elikanga. Ilapaporia. Elifredo se pepayas. Etedido babadia. Ilakego badaye pretesi. Eli Farosi, Ipapande Gedobia, Eli Kadash, Lababayos, Iteperandia, Iteperandias, Elifa, fire, fire of the Holy Ghost,
I speak to you today. In le barode sedi, ele vraba bayas, ele feradis, ele faradis, ele faradaradis, ele ferodis, I papande deyas, ele cosi de perotayas.
Whatever constituted the reproach in any realm of your life and ministry, a confusion, a lack of direction, a frustration, it is over.
Holy.
Today, a new cloth comes upon you and what you represent. Hold your wife's hand. Lift it up. A new dressing. Lift your hand up. A new dressing. A patoyaba. Elefrides. E paradaya. Lift up your hands. From East Africa. This is your time. Come. East Africa. Uganda, Kenya.
You are holy. Holy Lord.
Holy.
Are you Lord God?
Are you Lord God?
Is the other pastor from Kenya gone?
Almighty.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
You are holy, Lord.
You are holy.
Holy. Amanayados.
Are you Lord God?
Are you Lord?
Ishite palabayana babaradaras.
Almighty.
What is the land?
What is the land?
Itombalabayana. Ikalabayana babaradaras.
What is the land?
You are holy, Lord.
Holy,
holy,
holy.
Ita parada ya gala ya babarada ya.
Mase
pato la pada raheseni.
Ila
ya pana ya tena maranene sotonda.
What is the land? What is the land?
I release you to be his voice in Kenya, his voice in Uganda, his voice in Ethiopia, his voice in Eastern Africa. I release you. The same fire burning on this altar, let it flow through you. Take it now in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Take the fire. 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 Take the fire, take the fire, take the fire, take that fire in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your hands and say, today is my day for the fire. Begin to lift up your hands and begin to speak to God for that fire. Caleb, come forward with Haruna and favor and Godwin. If your wives are here, they can come with you. Caleb Haruna, Laka Paparata Kakalabrador, Jocolo Barados, Laka Parata Solo, Ratese Tecolo, Rapapa Kala, Lata Pata Yedoro, Lata Prata Sato.
Cry out to God, something is here for you, something is here for you, something is here for you.
Manala, Morodorosombi.
No. Holy Ghost, fire. David, listen. Fire fall on me. Holy Ghost, fire.
Fire fall on me.
In a canoe.
Like the days
on the day of Pentecost.
Fire fall.
Like on the day,
like on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me.
Holy Ghost, fire,
Holy Ghost.
physical fire fall on me.
Like on the day,
like on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me.
Lift up your hand. As the fire fall on this altar, upon the people, it will come on you. Some of them are members of the ministerial council. 1, 2, 3. And I pray for you a new level. It is written, I and the sons that the Lord has given to me are for signs and for wonders. A new level. A new level.
Lacus epra ascatas. Zagide babrada galata safita capaso. Elifredis e capandeia asacabaos. Cabaus natil acabas entrados. Elifreti de bido futu bara pete fedis. Elifapudu isidi akaya. Receive from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet fresh fire. 1, 2, 3. Take. Take it. Take the fire. Take the fire. Take the fire. Fire.
Lift up your hands now. I'm going to go. Mommy, come. I see that you are.